Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so all audiences tune in. You are listening to Clear from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. It is 7:30 on the dot. 7:30. Right and sharp. That it is. True. In every five. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little bit victim. So I'm going to say it's 7:30. Please get involved with the cause. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right. I am DJ Benfla, Feces and Organic. You're on. He's trying to play games with me. He's trying to put some kind of dang point to me. I don't know what he's trying to do. I do know. It's not cool. Organic OK was the one who basically found me in McKinleyville, California, while I was living. And most of my days when I come, me and my family had a big falling out, and I hit the bricks. Anywho, there I was. It was basically the end of the year. I was like close to New Year's. I was wandering around the field thinking, oh, dang, what's going to happen to me now? What do I do? What can I do? Well, the truth is, not a lot. Wasn't a lot that could be done. Not much anything. I walked around, so it seemed actually. I started walking around, walking the trail, going into the woods until I came across Organic OK and his merry band. And dang it all, straight to you know where. They made me an offer, told me to come with them. Help save the world. That was a real thing. At first, I thought it was a joke, but they told me they were going around there, picking up trash, trying to help the homeless community, not just by cleaning up, but by grabbing things up by the bootstraps. Anywho, what could be done? What could be done? So basically, I got in and we all took off. We all drove towards Norman knows where. We have been all over. We've been a lot of dang places already here. Oh, finally. Well, actually, in our last episode, we found ourselves once again in L.A. The same old problems. I was picking up trash. I was trying to get homeless people. Once again, a nice place to stay. I was trying to basically get them to open their homeless shelters a lot more, but really, things were bad. I didn't know how things had gotten so bad. How did this happen? It was unbelievable. Try to understand something. Now, if you missed our last show, you really should have been here. But once again, things are especially bad in L.A. I suppose New York City is the home of capital of the world. But in L.A., well, thankfully, the weather is basically a lot warmer. Things were especially bad. Oh, dang it. You know, it's one thing for them not to participate, to screw through, but to make all those sound effects. Are you there? Dang, doing it again. Anywho, you know how bad things are in L.A. for the homeless? Just in general. Unless you're one of those people who basically are living large, 7-8 figures, whatever, everything is ludicrously overpriced. especially crossing. More Muslims are being thrown out on the streets. The streets are overflowing with people who've been kicked out of their dang homes. It's a sad, sad state of affairs. Honestly, everything costs so dang much over there. There were people basically trying to leave. We actually helped them. We helped bus them, helped them take the trip. And then we just moved a few homeless people. They were better off. And we got homeless shelters to basically, there's some kind of hell, making it very clear. Now, once again, it's not even legal to sleep in your car in L.A. In L.A., the birthplace of the housing pod, a little makeshift shack, homeless, yeah, they made that illegal, too. Why? Because they were afraid. They wanted repeat business. Repeat business. Repeat business. No, I'm being vague. They wanted to make sure the people were still paying good money and need to buy a house or apartment building. Dang it all. What to do? I try to go over there and raise some kind of hell and make things just a little bit better. Living situation over there and all that noise, I did. I even basically got somewhat rounded up some of the rest of the homeless community and got them to do the same. But the truth is, I can only do so dang much. I can only do so dang much. People were helped, a few lives, but I think that's why Organic kept sending us to L.A. There was a place that really needed our help. I was like, where are we headed next? I was sick of the sight of L.A. It's not, we're living, unless you're living life, unless you're a discovered star, celebrity. Unless you're already rich, whatever. In a place you want to live. It's not even a place to really business so much anymore. They say all the homeless are hurting the tourist trade, dang it. I'm sorry, I'm getting too much in the last week's episode. It's just nothing nuts, but you know what? Go back there, things are worse now. It's only worse than things are only getting worse. True story. On our next trip, we were headed to somewhere else. Agoura Hills, California. I think that's how it's pronounced. Once Organic, I said, any place in LA, I'm tired of looking at it. I'm sick of it. And he said to me, going someplace else. I know you're getting tired of all this. Your job's exciting at first, but after a while, it becomes a job. It's hard. All hard, isn't it? Hard. It's hard, hard. It's hard. If you went out there, and once again, there was a homeless community, I noticed basically someone had, as I was picking up the garbage, whatever, I know somebody had left their basketball behind. I picked it up expecting it to be deflated, you know, all out of there, all the air let out. Nah, man. It was still pretty cool. So I encouraged the other vendors, hey, come on, guys, let's go to the park and play this thing. Then says, no, do. After pick up some garbage. After. I didn't want to interrupt. I don't want to disagree. I didn't want to personally go against it. If he wasn't cameo on this thing, I had to admit I was kind of sort of loving it. They were going from place to place. He was taking care of me. That was a real thing, man. He really was. He was taking care of me. Essentially, everybody. I mean, it was a thing if I start picking up all this garbage or whatever, but I knew I was doing something for something greater. But I was one of the same things. And this is a big thing. But I always wondered. They're picking up garbage. Doesn't the city, the state pay people to do that for them? Pick up the garbage for them. Are we putting them out? Will there be more homeless people on the streets? And then if they're not going to pick up all the garbage they should. Now, this is funny. You're like a little kid. Keep asking questions. You have to go to bed. Don't stay up late. You have to run around. Pick up the trash, okay?
What?
I whistled while I worked. I tried hard. I fought hard. It was a dang. I fought good and hard, man. I picked up garbage or whatever. I did it really quickly because I wanted to get to this thing. I said, okay, you know, I picked up the garbage. Once again, I cleaned up the street like no cop is doing. Once again, I did. Now, aside from trying to basically get a homeless shelter system, but let's have some fun, okay? And I invited anybody who wanted to join me at the park at the basketball. We finally went to the park. We shot hoops there for a while. But there's a bit of suspicion because once I was in the day, there were mostly kids there. We tried to keep to ourselves. Medically, we were here to shoot hoops. We invite anybody to come away with us and whatever. But still, we took some heat for it. One of them asked us, where you been? I looked at the basketball and I said, figure it out. He said, no, it's just that this park is really reserved for children during the day or whatever. It wasn't just reserved for children. I could tell it was basically because some of these adults were clearly homeless. Now, they might reserve this for something, for somebody who, you know, if there were, how do I put this? If there were basically more people who, if they were basically taxpayers, they'd definitely open the door. Well, no, they were homeless, as far as I was concerned. They weren't paying for this park. Dang. What a thing. It was unbelievable. We fought. Well, thank y'all for tuning in to Cocooning from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. And just DJ Butterfly Feces, because organic had again. All right. Once again, check us out. We're on the web. We're all over. Please, thank you for tuning in. Thank you, good people. Get involved with the cause. Vagrancy is a real problem, and it is facing spring around this time like wildfire. There's an overpopulation of people, and the people basically just aren't being taken and treated like they're not being done right. Why? Get involved. Do something. We're here. We're on the net. Look us up. Cocooning from the Microphone. Are you doing something to make sure something is being done about the homeless problem? Are you doing something to make sure something is done about the homeless problem? Find out what you can do. Thank you. And good night.